The next issue related to the use of chemotherapy, both in the adjuvant and metastatic settings in elderly patients, has commented on by Dr. Lilienbaum.
So in patients with advanced disease, I think we have enough retrospective data that can be applied to our practice, really. I think patients who have good performance status and no major comorbidities can probably be treated like younger patients and seem to derive the same type of benefit, perhaps with a slight increase in certain specific toxicities. I think that applies mostly to patients who are 70 to 79, if you use the cutoff of 70 years of age for elderly. I don't know about patients who are 80 or above 80, the so-called octogenarians. These patients seem to have more problems in terms of toxicity, and there's also questions about the efficacy of chemo, or at least combination chemotherapy in this subset. I think we need to look at the 80-plus population a lot more carefully than we have so far, because this is a rapidly growing subset in the demographics in the United States. So I think we should be comfortable using the same regimens that we use for elderly patients that we use for younger patients. I prefer to use carboplatin-based regimens in this population, just like I do for younger patients in metastatic setting. In the adjuvant setting, I think that becomes a little bit of a problem because, as we discussed here before, if we think that cisplatin is a better analog to be used in the adjuvant setting, then this may represent an issue for some elderly patients, particularly those who have significant comorbidities. So it goes back to the point that I think Mark made before and others, which is we should try to use cisplatin-based doublets in the adjuvant setting whenever possible, but in certain patients, we should be able to compromise and use carboplatin if cisplatin poses a big threat.